Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and the world is happy about that. The part about me being the only one. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the big one. That's the big website where we have all the stuff that we do here. The archives of the past interviews. Thousands, tens of thousands of those all the way back. Almost 20 years we've been doing that. I'm archiving, and thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. Thousands of Brain Trust members, 2,000, 3,000 of them over the 20 years or so. And we still have their suites there where you can, if you find somebody who's an expert in a discipline you need to know more about, they're listed by category. So check it out and noodle around in there. That's a great resource. We've got a great clearinghouse there for you to connect to these people, and it's all free. All you got to do is find what you're looking for and click on it. And if you find our Brain Trust members on the website, you like what they got, what they're doing, you think you might want to know more about them. Just their website is a link. There's a link to them. Click right over there. We'll just take off, head on over to their website, and see what you can find. That's our goal here, is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and whatever that takes, that's what we're willing to do. So that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. It's easy to do, and if you decide you don't like it, then you can unsubscribe, and that'll be up to you. I won't know anything about that. So I hope you'll do that. Also, I want to tell you about my book websites. The Age of the Customer book, my third book, two awards, two international awards for that book. That one is the ageofthecustomer.com, and that's available on Amazon as well. And then the other one, my new book, which has won 5 international awards, is The Third Ingredient, and that's with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. So I hope you check those out and take advantage of them. I think you'll like them. So it's just you and me again. I want to talk about something that's going on right now, that's in the news, and how it connects to small business. And that's the trade scenarios that are going on, the trade debate, the trade controversies. You know, folks, when I was a pup coming up in the marketplace, if I pulled up to a plant to call on somebody inside when I was in sales back in those days, the man mowing the yard was an employee of the company. When I walked up to the building, if somebody was painting the wall, that was an employee of the company. If somebody was delivering the mail down the hall, that was an employee of the company. The lady behind the desk at the reception desk was an employee. All the people inside the building were all employees. 100% were employees all the way throughout the company. And small businesses who were involved, were associated with these companies, we pulled up at the dock and we unloaded our stuff and we drove away. They signed for what we unloaded, and we drove away. And our only connection to those people were kind of, you could kind of say, was our bumper up to their dock, depending on what you did, how you served them. Well, about 30 years ago, companies started laying off people, downsizing. It was going on in the 80s and heavy in the 90s. They started downsizing, but the work didn't go away. They still had to do the work. And so, consequently, they would hire back the employees that they laid off who had just started a business doing what they knew how to do. So now, these days, when you drive up to a plant, the person mowing the yard is a contractor. The person painting the wall is a contractor. Heck, the person sitting behind the counter at the reception desk, probably a contract worker. They're all over the place. There are people managing supplies and tools in the back If a worker walks up to a window and says, "I need a new wrench, I broke this one," the person behind the counter is probably a supplier. So small businesses became vertically integrated in these companies. So now fast forward to the trade wars. If people wonder how much small businesses are impacted by a trade war, it's not. There's some indirect stuff. If the local plant doesn't do as much business because there's a trade war, then if their employees can't buy lunch at the local restaurants, that indirectly impacts the restaurant owner. But down the road, there's a supplier that's vertically integrated with the company. They're a small business, but one of their main customers is a big business who is directly impacted by the trade tariffs. And therefore, the small business is directly impacted. And so there's a lot more than you think. According to our polling of this recently, about one-third of small businesses are directly almost directly by being very, very much indirectly impacted by trade. That's a bigger number. I bet most people wouldn't think that a third of small businesses are largely directly impacted by a trade war. So this is something to think about. And I know that's on the mind of the administration and that some of the pressure they're going to get as they negotiate. But I do believe that America needs to negotiate better trade deals. We need to make our trading partners more honest as we go forward. And so just something to think about. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.